You're listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network. You are listening to the PGX for Pharmacists podcast, part of the Pharmacy Podcast Network. Pharmacogenomics is the study of how genes affect a person's response to drugs. This revolutionary science combines pharmacology and genomics to develop effective, safe medications and doses that will be tailored to a person's genetic makeup. There's no better healthcare provider position to leverage the analytical power of pharmacogenomics to provide more effective medication therapies and outcomes than a clinical pharmacist. And now, here's the host of the PGX for Pharmacists podcast, pharmacist, researcher, and national pharmacogenetics expert, Ken Sternfield.
Good afternoon, Pharmacy Podcast listeners. This is Ken Sternfield for PGX for Pharmacists. Very engaging conversation for pharmacists to get to know what's going on in the pharmacogenetic industry and pharmacogenomics. I'm very excited today because it kind of takes me back to my roots. When I started looking at pharmacogenetics, I kicked a lot of tires, but I came across the lab that I felt would give us the best opportunity to advance patient care. And it was a lab called Admira Health. And Admira Health originally was formed in 2012 as an independent business unit of a translational genomics department within GeneWiz, and for the delivery of clinical genomic testing services, that's how they serve the market. Well, in 2014, just about the time that we were starting to get involved, Admira Health became an independent business entity, and they inherited all the clinical services and products that were part of the original company. Well, Admira Health benefited from all those resources and have become a leading global genomic service company with the shared commitment to improve patients' quality of life. So the alignment of RxVIP from day one was with a company that is dedicated to developing cutting-edge diagnostics that span the continuum of care. Admira Health fulfills unmet medical needs with cost-effective tests and accurate analysis to guide patient care. Utilizing next-generation technology platforms and advanced bioinformatics, Admira Health seeks to redefine disease screening, diagnosis, treatment, monitoring, and management through its innovative personalized solutions that, as we mentioned, span the continuum of most of Admira is their commitment to the pharmacist. And today, we have one of the leaders in the pharmacogenomic industry, Sanjita Chumke, who is the senior clinical specialist in pharmacogenomics at Admira Health. She is a core member of the Admira Health medical affairs team who has agreed to join us today on PGX for Pharmacists. She received her PharmD from Touro College of Pharmacy and her bachelor's in biology from St. John's University, my alma mater. And she is board-certified pharmacist in New York and in New Jersey, where Admira Health is. She received certification in PGX from the University of Colorado's Skaggs School of Pharmacy and is a PGX educator. I want to welcome Sanjita Chumke to our show. Sanjita, good afternoon and welcome to PGX for Pharmacists.
Thank you, Ken, so much for inviting me to your podcast.
It's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. We go back quite a bit. Sanjita and I have crossed paths many times at educational events, at the lab itself, where they welcomed us and some of our students. So I want for our listeners, Sanjita, if you'd be kind enough, tell us a little bit about what you do as the pharmacist at Admira Health.
Well, sure. I initially joined Admira Health as a product manager. Although it was a marketing position, I still had the opportunity to apply my clinical expertise through writing white paper, clinician's reference guide, creating educational tools for healthcare professionals, clinical development of our main product line, and representing abstract and much more. This position helped me gain experience in marketing as well as expanding my horizon as a pharmacist. So now I'm part of medical affairs team as a senior clinical specialist. I helped oversee medical communications and development executions of integrated medical affairs plans. In addition, I function as the bridge between all assigned stakeholders. I'm also the PharmD Fellowship Program Director and the coordinator of the PharmD Rotation Program at Admiral Health, which allows me to utilize my knowledge, skills, experiences to educate the next generations of pharmacists.
Well, actually, all of those items that you spoke about perfectly align to our vision that education is so critical, and really the marketing of the knowledge that we can share in our industry as pharmacists, as thought leaders in pharmacogenetics. That's really where we aligned with Admira and with you specifically initially. We use all of your tools, all of the information, your white paper, and all of the information that you have brought to market to educate our students of pharmacy, those next generation thought leaders, to give them the opportunity to advance their career and practice at the height of their license. So I thank you on behalf of RxVIP for doing that.
Thank you.
Tell us, why do you chose to be non-traditional and take a pathway like this? Because we as pharmacists know there are traditional ways to go practice your profession, but you've chosen a non-traditional pathway, just like RxVIP is a proponent of, to develop this non-traditional way that pharmacists can practice. Tell us why you chose this non-traditional pathway.
Of course. Well, before I answer that question, I would like to share why I became a pharmacist in the first place. And that's what actually drove me to the path that I chose to be in today. So I developed my passion for the healthcare field as a child. It was after I was diagnosed with an infectious disease caused by poliovirus. Luckily, now we have a vaccine for that, and it's not as prevalent as it was.
Wow, that's interesting, because there were vaccines, but patients really weren't educated on the importance of vaccinating their kids. I just had my third grandchild, and I know that my daughters are learning about the things and the vaccinations, the immunizations, and clearly a pharmacist is very, very important in that education, because education is key. If you are not delivering the message and empowering patients with that knowledge, we are really missing the boat as potential care providers, because I believe that is how we will be recognized as healthcare providers in our profession.
Definitely. Well, vaccine was always there. It's just that, like you mentioned, education is the key. My parents weren't educated on the importance of vaccinating your kids. So if I were, then I wouldn't have to go through that. But so going through something like that and recovering from it, I developed tremendous respect for healthcare professionals. As I was growing up, I realized that I wanted to be part of healthcare. So I wanted to become a doctor until I started a part-time job at a pharmacy during my undergraduate. I started to learn a lot about this profession, and I was fascinated by how medication works. And on top of that, my childhood experience had taught me the significance of taking medications on time. So this job helped me realize that I was more interested in learning about medication and ensuring proper utilization of medicine to achieve optimal patient outcome. So I knew it right away that I wanted to pursue this field after graduation. And I wanted a career beyond retail. My goal was to be able to make bigger impact on the whole patient population. So I thought industry was the perfect fit for me.
Well, it clearly is, because you're impacting more lives than many of the pharmacists that I have the pleasure of working with your work. And the fact that you share your knowledge to others is really empowering people to help more patients. You know, I talk to a lot of students. This time of year is a very challenging time. They have their residency applications or fellowship applications in. They stand by the mailbox. The rejections come. They wait for the acceptances. You know, there's such amount of uncertainty for the future next generation PharmDs. And I talk to them and I tell them, first of all, I'm 64 years old. I still don't know what I want to be when I grow up. So you're always going to find ways to advance your career And things aren't going to always be exactly in the pathway you choose. But I believe pharmacogenetics is the place to at least use that as a core, as a fulcrum to what a PharmD should be doing. Because who better than a pharmacist and the role of that pharmacist in evaluating, in analyzing the data that comes from these tests than that next generation provider? So I advise all our students to just take a step back and say, if I want to work as a healthcare provider and have a relationship with the patient, and I'm the medication expert, you need to know that the drugs that are being given to that patient are the right drug, are the right dose, and having that information empowers you to be someone who can enhance their medication protocols, to do peer-to-peer conversations with doctors, to collaborate with them, and at that point, advance patient outcomes and do it as a healthcare provider. So I'll ask you this, because I didn't know of Admira until I got involved. How did you first become aware of Admira and the work that they do?
Well, like I mentioned earlier, that I wanted to be in the industry. So during my pharmacy school, I started to look into rotations in the industry, and I came across an opportunity at Admira Health. At that time, I didn't know that Admira Health was a pharmacogenomic company. But once I started my rotation, I realized that this is exactly what the company does, and this was a field that I was exposed to in pharmacy school through my didactic courses.
Well, so that's funny, how I learned. You and I spent some time at St. John's at the API rotation seminars, and it was nice to see students kind of go to your booth, then come to my booth, and see the synergies of the fact that they get a pathway that really combine the clinical deep dive that you provide and then the application to put it into ambulatory care, long-term care, other environments in a real working environment. That's why the RxVIP and Admira synergies really appealed to students. And we have students who can take both and have taken both to kind of go from one to the other, because we give them the ability to take the knowledge that you provide to them and to actually put it into care. So the pursuit of the field of pharmacogenetics is really, it's a journey. Tell us about your journey to Admira Health, because I think it's a very interesting story.
Well, it is a very interesting story. Of course, the rotation was the stepping stone for me to get to Admira Health. It gave me the opportunity to take what I learned about pharmacogenomics in the classroom and actually apply it in real-world setting. Like you mentioned, how we have the synergistic between your rotation and my rotation, because it's important to learn the clinical application of pharmacogenomics. That's where your rotation comes in. And it's a field, actually, that requires understanding of how genetics influence drug response based on the knowledge of pharmacokinetic and pharmacodynamic. And as drug experts, we are equipped with the knowledge of drug mechanisms and pathways. So this rotation helped me understand the field, and I realized that this is something I would like to be part of. This is perfectly aligns with my background, interest, and aspirations. Most importantly, I really loved my work and enjoyed my rotation at Admira. I had fun, and the team treated me as an integral member and valued my expertise. I never felt like I was an intern pharmacist. I was able to make immediate impact, and I was able to contribute to Admira's main product line.
Well, I love that spirit, because at RxVIP this year, 2018, this past year, I had the pleasure of mentoring 52 happy students, PharmD candidates, next generation people who came to us on ambulatory care rotations, as well as an innovative remote happy rotation that the University of Buffalo allowed us to develop, where PharmD candidates could be working deep dive on projects and initiatives and doing remote patient monitoring and remote applications of reviewing tests to get to know pharmacogenetics from a remote perspective. Because we believe that with telehealth coming and with the ability to reach out to rural markets, that it's very important that the reach of a pharmacist go way beyond the counter at the traditional retail store when they come in, and it's a very proactive, a very reactive scenario where a patient comes in, needs help. We're trying to teach these next generation appies to be very proactive, to outreach, to go into their communities, to reach out, to educate and advise that pharmacogenetic testing is available and can really save their life. So tell us a little bit more about the time you spent at Admira, please.
Well, so to continue the story, during the time that I spent at Admira helped me realize that the company, how the company could benefit from having a full-time pharmacist on staff. So at the end of my rotation, I approached my preceptor, Brady Milliken. He's the vice president of business development. And I brought to his attention the benefit of having a pharmacist at Admira, as pharmacists are knowledgeable about medication, and it would be a great asset to the company. And it was the same time I also expressed my interest in my willingness to fill in this gap for them once I graduated. So, and when Admira Health is ready to hire a pharmacist. After I left, I continued to stay in touch with Brady, and exactly a year later, I heard back from him asking if I would be interested to interview, and here I am.
Wow, I love that. Stick to it is. If you want something, go out and get it. I love it. I love it. Actually, I've spoken to Brady many times, tremendous amount of respect for him. And he actually, I'm raising that respect for the fact that he saw the future. The future may not have been available that day, but planning for the growth and planning to put the right people in positions where they can enhance the growth of a company is really about good business development. And that's obviously, as Admira Health is growing, where they're looking to go. When I do rotations, the first day that I talk to a student, I say to them, and amongst our other orientation materials and scheduling and pathways that we're going to follow, I say each of you has an opportunity the day after your rotation ends to join RxVIP and have a position. So we have 100% application process. We don't tell anyone that they don't have the ability to work with us. So taking the Brady Milliken approach to a much broader spectrum at RxVIP, we want to grow the largest network of PharmDs and PharmD students to advance the pharmacogenetic testing. And we don't ask them to stay on just because they like me as a preceptor or because they like what they've learned. We give them opportunities to earn money by doing good and by being involved in the initiatives with pharmacogenetics, and of course, what RxVIP does as an entire entity, as a concierge pharmacist company. We don't dispense any medications, as you know, Sanjita. We dispense care and compassion and empathy. So tell, now that I said what I enjoy about my job at RxVIP, tell us what you enjoy most about your job at Admira Health.
Can I add something, though, before you ask me this question for about the
rotation? Of course, that would be our pleasure.
Okay, awesome. So, Jason, there you go. I totally agree with you of what you said about rotation. I think it's very important that the student takes rotation seriously because you get to learn first thing about a job. You see it in real world, basically. And you never know when that rotation actually will turn into a position. It happened to me. It's also important to have a relationship with your preceptor. Just because it's a rotation and it ends doesn't necessarily mean it's the end of it. It can continue beyond it.
Truly, truly it can. And those words mean a lot because I can hear you talking like a true, caring preceptor and someone who is committed to do what you can to advance the careers of the next generation. You know, the precepting process, and we're getting off on a tangent, but it's not. It's something that I think is really critical to the role of a pharmacist. Personally, I think it's the DNA of a concierge pharmacist to give back. It's the DNA that you have to give back. And the rotations are the, are, as you say, the birthplace, the incubation of that process. So if a preceptor is putting in the effort and the student is not, it's an imbalance. If the student is putting in the effort and the preceptor is not, that same imbalance is there.
Correct.
I've been very fortunate that I've had students who come to me with a thirst for knowledge. We're different. And I get it that the University of Buffalo students look at a rotation in Long Island and it's a remote location and say they don't have to come to see me. But if you talk to every one of those students who did a remote appy, I would be very, very surprised if they didn't say that this was one of the most interesting, fulfilling, thought-provoking rotations that they've had. And it was because of what they put into it. It's a deeper dive for the students who want it. And if you want to go just float it through a rotation and just check it off your box, you know, again, you're giving up something that is a very important part of the educational pathway. You know, this wasn't part of our original dialogue, but I am so glad, Sanjita, that you brought it up, because to me, it is the core to the success of the pharmacy profession. Getting the next generation to care, to dive deeper, to help our patients, and working with the preceptors and the mentors like you and the people at RxVIP and others, because there are great preceptors out there, that's so important to the future. And personally, it's the thing I like most about my job, because that's all I do. I don't count prescriptions. I don't put pills in bottles. I basically save lives and with patients by adhering, by telling them to get this test. And I'm telling other students to do the same. So back to your job, I got to tell you, your job, you just defined a wonderful part of your job. And thank you. Thank you for doing that for our listeners.
Thank you.
Well, we're talking. What do you enjoy most about your job at Inmira Health?
All right. The extraordinary thing about my job is that I get to wear multiple hats. The opportunities that I have given at Inmira Health are enormous, and this job allowed me to do more as a pharmacist, including research, publications, teaching. And pharmacogenomics is relatively a new field, and it's growing rapidly, and it's changing all the time. But it's challenging and rewarding at the same time. I love challenges. It's intriguing to me because I believe challenges can help us learn and grow. Most importantly, this job allows me to make a greater impact, to become a well-rounded pharmacist and give back to the profession at the same time, as I continue to expand my horizon, which is everything I wanted to do as a pharmacist. And don't forget to have fun.
Well, tell us about some of the colleges of pharmacy, because we are certified by a number of them. But tell us what colleges of pharmacy that Inmira Health works with.
Well, Inmira Health has always offered an internship program for pharmacy students from Touro College of Pharmacy. That's how I got here. But since I started at Inmira Health, I have been leading the program. So now we have extended this opportunity to two other pharmacy schools, St. John's University and University of Buffalo School of Pharmacy and Pharmaceutical Sciences. And also starting this year, Inmira Health is offering a postdoctoral fellowship program to PharmDs. It's a unique interactive 2-year fellowship in medical affairs, and we're offering this in collaboration with Allure Specialty Pharmacy. The fellowship is designed to offer in-depth experience in pharmacogenomics from the standpoint of medical education and clinical integration at an ambulatory care setting. The goal of this program is to raise awareness and provide advanced training to pharmacists who wish to become future leaders in the field of pharmacogenomics.
Wow. So we have about 68,000 to 70,000 pharmacists who listen to the Pharmacy Podcast Network. Not all of them listen to me, but some do. So what advice would you give for future pharmacists who would like to pursue a career in PGX?
Well, as we're aware that national pharmacy organizations require pharmacy school to include pharmacogenomics as part of the pharmacy curriculum to prepare pharmacy students for the field of precision medicine. As a result, the content of pharmacogenomics in pharmacy education has increased over the last decade.
Yeah, we're seeing that. We are seeing that for sure. We actually had David Kaiser from Manchester on as a guest, and they're doing a master's program. So the education and the content in pharmacy, both at the PharmD level and at the postgraduate level, is increasing.
Yeah, definitely. So my advice to future pharmacists who want to pursue this career would be to educate themselves and should take advantage of rotation in pharmacogenomics, because they will get they will gain firsthand experience and explore this field. And not only that, it will also help them within the licensing exam, as there has been increased in the inclusion of pharmacogenomics material in the licensing exam. And after the post-graduation, the new graduate can take advantage of residency and fellowship program. Ken, you mentioned that there are master's programs. There is no limitations to it. So this program offers practice-based opportunities for pharmacists to expand their knowledge and skill to specialize in pharmacogenomics.
All right. I want to take a little break right now and just, hey, thank you for providing this information to our listeners. What I'd like to talk about going forward is a little bit about the test itself and how you could dive deep into that. But before I do that, I just want to mention that this is an opportunity for you and I to have this wonderful dialogue. And, you know, we work off a agenda and a script, but really we've gotten to the point, as you and I have over the years, Sanjita, of just talking together. And I think the fact that we got off script and we're kind of a little bit out of sync and something is the nice part about this podcast. This isn't about just going, you know, by rote or going like repeating. I think what we're talking about and some of the things that we are going about where we talk over each other is a good thing, because that's what conversation is. And the Pharmacy Podcast Network is about expanding the conversation. So I don't want you to think that anything that we've discussed, if we didn't say things right, or we stepped over each other, or we went off script, or we did. There is no script. This is about giving information that our listeners want to hear. So let's talk about the test and its benefits, because I think it's an amazing test.
It most certainly is. So our pharmacogenomics test, we call PGX 1+. This test helps healthcare providers to guide patients' therapy. It offers the most comprehensive testing service available, and PGX 1+ provides recommendations over 300 medications, and it uses latest advancements in next-generation sequencing technology that enables comprehensive coverage for over 200 genetic variation in 50 genes. The best part of our test is the report that delivers medically actionable recommendation in an easy-to-interpret results.
And I've seen it. I took this test at Dr. Michael Goodman to start our RxVIP business. I did two tests. I said to Dr. Goodman, I want to get tested. I take medication. Every pharmacist, or most pharmacists, because maybe the stress of their job or the pain management of some of the physical ailments, takes medication. So I said to Dr. Goodman, who was my doctor for 30-plus years, I said, I'd like to take this test, and I want to see the results, and I want to review those results with you. That's the basic concept of how we started RxVIP. We did two tests. The second was my sister, who I love dearly, and she was on medications and lived in Israel. So when she came to visit me, I said, why don't you come to Dr. Goodman's office, meet him, and then let me show you what a brilliant test this could be and how it could actually help your prescribers in Israel. So I don't know whether you know it, but I know Admira is a global company, but the second test that was done for my Dr. Michael Goodman, the information was given to Israeli doctors who actually adjusted my sister's medication. So this is a test made for doctors and pharmacists to interpret, and it's a brilliant, wonderful, amazing test, and every pharmacist listening to this show should get involved with it.
Yeah, certainly, and most It actually helps you choose the best medication. It helps you guide to get the proper medication. As we know, for decades, the standard way of figuring out which drug would work was trial and error, and based on symptoms, side effects, responses to treatments. Individual variation in drug responses has always been a major concern that caused the drug therapy to vary from one person to another, hence resulting in a different outcome. In the past, the healthcare provider had little insight into what caused these differences and the ability to predict how each person would respond. But this personalized medicine approach allows us to distinguish patients who have clinical presentation but different cellular and molecular responses that will influence their need for specific treatments. So using PGX tests like Admira's PGX 1 Plus, the treatment will be chosen more accurately for each patient, resulting in appropriate and effective therapy. It should be considered one of the significant clinical variables in addition to non-genetic factors that routinely guide therapeutic decision. Pharmacogenomics represents a promising avenue for optimizing patient outcome, improving quality of life, while lowering overall healthcare costs.
It certainly does. And what we'd like to do also after this show is schedule time with you to come back and come on to Jason Cavallino's evidence-based clinical medical deep dive show, where he talks about evidence-based information. You've written white papers that we would love for you to share with our listeners from a clinical standpoint. But as we continue on our path on PGX for Pharmacists, let's discuss the role of the pharmacist as these trailblazers, as I call them, in PGX. What can a pharmacist do, and how should we get involved?
This is actually very interesting, and it excites me a lot, is that as a pharmacist, we know that not all drugs are created equally. So one size does not fit all. In pharmacogenomics, it's just additional clinical tool for pharmacists to be able to practice individualized care, where they can combine their understanding of drug pathways and clinical pharmacology to tailor patients' medication therapy. And this field offers diverse opportunities for pharmacists and can apply a variety of skill sets. Among other healthcare professionals, pharmacists are being recognized as critical resources to advance the frontier of pharmacogenomics, both in translational research and implementation. So this is an exciting time for our profession because this field represents an important niche for pharmacists to expand not just their scope of practice, but it creates a specialty for the pharmacy profession.
I agree so much, actually. I tell every student that there has never been a better time to be a pharmacist. I also caution them that the business of pharmacy is challenging, but if they take the correct pathway that always connects them with the patient, they are going to advance their career and love being a pharmacist as I do. So you are correct about the intersection of that pharmacist as the medication expert, simply to reduce or minimize, you know, the one trial and error. It would save the healthcare industry trillions of dollars if we knew the right drug, the right dose, right from the beginning. So tell us about a personal interest that helped you raise awareness with pharmacists to this field.
Yeah, I mean, who can do a better job than pharmacists to do that? In fact, it has been my personal interest to raise awareness among pharmacists to embrace this field. I believe we are the best fit to lead this PGX implementation, and I have been working in this field last 2 years, and I cannot tell you how much appreciation and encouragement that I have received as PharmD from different professionals.
Let's encourage pharmacists to get involved and take ownership of pharmacogenetics, because that aligns RxVIP to the mission and the vision that you leaders at Admira Health are doing it. Because this opportunity, you know, comes along maybe once in a lifetime for our profession. And a pharmacist is a great fit in this field. And I believe, and our company believes, and thankfully Admira believes, that all pharmacists should get involved in this field. Sanjita, as we've come to the close of this a first of what I hope will be a series of ongoing dialogue that we can have on PGX for Pharmacists about the goings-on at Admira. I want to ask, is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners before we close this first podcast of what I hope, as I say, will be many conversations with you?
Most certainly. Thank you. This is my first podcast, so I would like to dedicate this podcast to my mom, because without her support, I would not be where I am today. So she's my rock. I would also like to thank my preceptor, Brady Mulligan, for opening the door of opportunities for me at Admira Health and having faith in me. So I'm forever grateful for everything that you have done for me. And I'm also want to thank you, Ken. I have known you almost 2 years, and you have always inspired me and encouraged me about my work. I know it took me a while to be on this podcast, so thank you for being patient with me.
Well, we're very patient-centric, and you are certainly someone who I absolutely enjoy dialoguing with, learning from, and being involved with the pharmacogenetic initiatives that we're working on together at Admira Health. I want to thank you for joining us, and again, wish you and your family all the health and happiness, and anything we can do at RxVIP to advance your personal or professional initiatives, you know we are here, Jason and I and our entire team, to assist you. Thank our listeners for dialing in. Without them, we have nothing. I'm talking to an empty mic. This is Ken Sternfeld for the PGX for Pharmacists podcast, saying thank you to Admira Health and Sanjita Chumki for joining us today. I look forward to our next conversations and the next PGX for Pharmacists show. This is Ken Sternfeld thanking you.